Welcome to the show.
I'm Mikey.
And it's your girl, Zayday.
We are two social justice warriors dedicated to dismantling systems of oppression through a black queer feminist lens.
Yes, this podcast will cover a variety of topics ranging from politics in our country to which new bop you can twerk to.
Yep, and while we're twerking, y'all can start following. Search Black to the Future on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Join in the conversation.
And don't forget to leave positive reviews for us on your streaming platform.
Yes, please leave positive reviews. With the reach of this podcast, we desire to change the world one episode at a time.
Yep, and I think it's time we get started, don't you think?
Yep, let's get it.
The past is gone. The present is an adventure. Looks like it's time to go black to the future. Cue the theme music.
Yeah. So proud of what we see. We hope you're listening. Oh, we wanna fill you up with the real tea. Bridge the gap and show you what we see. So go on, spread the word. Tell them what you heard.
There we go. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Black to the Future podcast. Woo! We are back again, black again. And for this episode, y'all, it is still Pride Month if y'all listening to it when it comes out, but this is a really special and exciting episode. I've been trying to get this young lady for a hot minute, but she busy, and rightfully so. So today, I have the iconic Miss Mojo, a multi-talented personality, rapper, photographer, poet, plus size model, excuse me, and artist from New York City, anointed the queen of the trans revolution. Mojo is an advocate for the Black trans community, the arts, equality, and love. Miss Mojo is the artist and the art. Can we please get a round of applause for Miss Mojo? Woo!
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
girl, Mo.
Thank you so much for being here. I really, really, really genuinely appreciate it. Really, really do.
Of course. What's happening? Mm. What's going on?
Nothing. It's Pride time, so I know you already busy as fuck.
Booked and busy, honey. You hear me?
Please be. And you need to
make some time for you, love. So let's get it popping.
Hello. And get your coins, Miss Thing. Hello.
Period.
Okay, so before we get started, we always like to make sure people, you know, offer up their name and their pronouns and their orientation if they want to share it, just so people can get the full landscape. Even though you have this sickening bio, we want to make sure people get this full landscape of who you are.
So again, my name is Miss Mojo. My pronouns are she, her, that bitch. And what else do you need from me?
If you wanted to share your orientation, you can, but we can talk about that when we get to some of your sickening music, if you want.
Okay, well, you already know T, I'm a proud pansexual woman, so yeah.
See, I applaud you, because I ain't there yet. The Lord hasn't blessed me with that ability, just yet.
That's all right. It may not be your ministry, that's all right.
It is not, it ain't happened for me yet, but the way niggas act, I might have to switch this up a little bit on somebody.
Okay.
But in the end, so the next thing I definitely wanted to go into is at the beginning of every single episode, we like to ask, how is your blackness? So how are you as a black person in the world today?
As a black woman today, I am feeling energized. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling ready. I'm feeling part ratchet, part righteous.
Hello.
And I'm ready to show up for the community today. So,
amen, amen. Most importantly, a woman.
right. That goes without saying, okay?
Period. That's what we say on this show all the time. Just like, that's just the standard. That's just the level. Mm-hmm. And so the to go along with that, you are so right. It's ratchet and righteous. I just love that combination right there. Like,
of course,
we can already see like the way that you got these words together and shit. Like, I can't wait. I just can't wait to talk about this music. But anyway, so the other thing I wanted to definitely ask at the very beginning, we like to get this right off the top too, since you already kind of talked about black womanhood a little bit. Can you please tell us how you define black trans womanhood? What does that mean specifically to you, Miss Mojo?
Black trans womanhood to me means strength, courage, and wisdom. Mm. It means resilience. It means choices.
Choices.
Everyone has to make a choice. And I think black trans women, we wake up daily and we choose ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because the world tries to deny us of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that choice is so powerful. And just overall artistry, mm-hmm. taste making, beauty, grace, style, blueprint. Like that's who we be, right?
Blueprint. Yeah. Blueprint. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's I be trying to get people to understand a lot of that shit, what you just talking about, but like that blueprint, that's the one when you say it right there.
That's blue and print. That's her.
Together, we set the standard for all these girls that we love to look up to in the spot, baby. Mm-hmm. It's no shade, but that's just what it is. That's just really just what it is. And I've heard you speak so many times, like on Twitter spaces. That's like where I first got introduced to you. So like on the Twitter spaces. And then I was just like, she is really spitting. Like she's really telling the girls what it is. And she's like, I'm like, okay. And then
all the time.
And then when I was like, oh, okay, she good girlfriends with like Miss Hope Giselle. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, we in this. Like I need to get her too. Like so. I just knew you was it from the very beginning. Like from the moment that I even was in a space with you, I was like, okay, she doing what needs to be done. I'm here for her entirely.
Thank you.
Of course. So we already talking about a little bit about your music and stuff like that. Just we touching on just a little bit. We hearing the gems and we hearing some of the bars low key.
Wake it up. I'm a real rap bitch. What happened?
Period. And so I want to let, this wasn't one of the questions on there, but I wanted to definitely ask, who are your, those top three MCs, men, women, anybody, who are those top three MCs for you?
So as a rapper, every time I do an interview, I get this question, mm-hmm. and it's weird because it changes every freaking day. I'm inspired by so many people, but I highlight the femcees who came before me. Mm-hmm. So your Missy Elliott's, your Little Kim's, naturally. Mm-hmm. And this week, I would say the third person is Queen Pen.
Okay, cute. Yes. Come on. You do. I love that. And then thinking about the girls that came before, that was like, I feel like, especially, this is just me, and you can mm-hmm. say what you think as well.
Sure.
But I really feel like when it comes to women, and rap, we do something very different. Mm-hmm. I feel like the energy, the style, the storytelling is so different. It has more dynamicism. It's a certain level of liberation and freedom. And it's like you get to stake your own place in what you're doing. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I love it so fucking much. I love it so much. So, you know, everybody knows me as like a Nicki Minaj stan. I done toned down now. I don't fight people on the internet no more. I done cooled out all the
Very good.
Barb's growing up. I grown up, girl. I was like, okay, who am I fighting for? But I don't fight with people on the internet, no, but. But that's when I really started getting into rap. Like, when I heard her, and that's a whole other story why I couldn't listen to music before, but I just really resonated with her. And then you saying Missy, and then saying Kim that came before, that's just so sickening. I love that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, to get into, like, how you got into rap and stuff like that, can you give us, like, some of your Black story? Where did you grow up, your environment, like, your family dynamics? I always think that's so important when we're having these conversations about Black people, specifically Black trans people.
Sure. So, I'm from New York, born and raised in Queens, in Brooklyn. So hip-hop has always been in my life. I come from a musical family. People have gone to some success as rappers and engineers and X, Y, and Z. So for me, hip-hop has always been in my blood. I began rapping when I was a child. And for the past 10-plus years, I've been a ghostwriter for several different artists. It wasn't until last year that I decided to step out on my own and release my work to the masses. So that's how we got here.
I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. And so you said you was ghost right now. I'm like, low key wanted to. I know you're not you don't have to spill no tea.
And won't.
But I'm just like, oh, see, the pen is strong with this one.
Okay.
So, like, in Queens, is it a specific borough you were from? I said Queens. From New York, are you from a specific borough that you want to claim, or are you just like?
Well, I claim both Queens and Brooklyn, 100%. Yeah, I grew up in both.
I love it. What was the experience like when you was growing up and starting to come into your own, you know, identity as however you identified when you were younger?
Well, musically, or you're talking about like gender identity? What do you mean?
Yeah, like gender identity and you know, orientation and things like that.
So I'm from the hood, right? I'm a hood fam. So my politic around gender identity is so much unlearning that had to happen to get me where I am now. I grew up in a transphobic society. We all did. Mm. A homophobic society. We all did. A culture that promotes abusers instead of people living in their truth, right? So that was my lived experience growing up, seeing people be toxic and be rewarded for it, but me being myself being punished. That's the community I grew up in, learning to hate queerness because it was taught to me to hate queerness. You know, I didn't have access to, I mean, subliminally I did, because again, blueprint, but right. I didn't have access to queer artists or queer events or even queer people who lived out loud. It was always people who was hush-hush about their sexuality or preferences or toned down or their respectable tokens, right? You know, I didn't get into this gay shit until I graduated high school, which for a lot of my peers, you know, they had to struggle and battle as, you know, youth. You know, being kicked out and stuff like that. Luckily, I had a family who, for the most part, are supportive of me and were able to stick by me through all these many different chapters. So here we are.
And see, I resonate a lot with the idea. See, I couldn't hide my queerness when I was younger, like at all, like period. Like there was, I'd be shocked to this day when people be like, really? I'd be like, girl, what? I'm like, I had Breezy on my wall when I was like 15, and what was y'all thinking? Anyway, like, I don't know what they was thinking. But since you said you started like this process, like after high school, and you had a really supportive family, which is beautiful. A lot of people aren't able to have that.
No, not at all.
Like, they're not able to have that privilege. And I think that's just so beautiful that your family has been like, okay, you know, whatever the learning curve was, whatever the growth was, they was willing to go along with it. And now they're here with you, which I think is such a beautiful fucking thing. So when did you start doing the, like kind of putting stuff together? Like, I'm going to actually start writing like songs out and like putting it to the beats. Like, how did that process kind of start coming in? Was it after high school? What was that like?
No, again, I've been in the music since I was a little kid. So, when I was young, my stepdad had a studio.
Okay.
And during the summers, I had to go, he would give me a book. I would have to write lyrics. He would give me a beat tape, and I would have to go in the studio with the engineer and lay some tracks. Just because I had to. That was one of his requirements of me, to get down there in the studio and work on my craft. So I had demo tapes from the 90s and early 2000s that I will never resurface, but it's a humble reminder that this music shit has always been in my blood. So,
because I was getting ready to be like, so you gonna drop those, right? And you was quick, like,
nope. No, ma'am.
She said, I'm keeping this shit to myself, girl. Nice okay. try.
Humble.
You was, you
humble.
You was cute for even asking that shit.
Right. But I wish I still had the beat tapes, because the beats were so fly and I think kind of like age, well, timeless, I'll say. Mm-hmm. My stepdad had a way of, he made the beats, right? So he had beat machines and stuff, but he made beats that I would say aligns more with the Rafael Sadiqs of the world, you know, more of a, you know, so R&B vibe, but he also could bring, like, you know, I may be sure I'm my age, but, you know, the Lost Boys, very Queens, very hip hop, very Busta, you know, stuff of that nature. So I had a good combination of both.
Oh, see. So what is your favorite, I guess, what's the favorite beat? Where's the energy? Where you normally want to reside at when it comes to that, like, as far as beats are concerned? Are you, like, more on the fastest side? You want to be a little bit more cash? Where we at?
I think my preferences are reflected on my Juicy EP, right? It's a ride. It's not too fast. It's not too slow. But it's definitely hip-hop and house. That's my comfort zone. That's my element. You know, that's why I feel my most powerful.
Yes, exactly. And you brought up the EP, which is perfect. So the Juicy EP came out on November 20th of last year, 2021. Yes. And so let me read this track list, because I thought this was, firstly, I thought this was sick, nigga. I was just like, okay, here we go. Let me see. So we have Call Me, number one. Then we have number two is Black Feminine. Number three is Lip Service, which is an interlude. And I'm a sucker for an interlude. Every time an interlude happened, I'm always like, I need more of that.
Come on.
And then Pan Paradise, which you already talked about. Pansexuality, cute. Mm-hmm. And then five is For the Femme Queens. Six is Bang, and seven is Whatever. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me, you said it's a ride, and it definitely is. Y'all need to go on. I'm going to put the link in the description down there. Please go down there and click that link. And get and we're gonna put her links to the EP and then her website as well down there. So please go down there and support, because Black trans women, we need that. Duh.
Period. Run that. Open your purse.
Open your purse. Get out your coins. Pay the dolls. And so the idea of these song titles, like, can you talk me a little bit through these? So Call Me, Black Feminine, and so on. Tell me about these.
Sure. So I think. And I described it in another interview. All of my songs are different, right? They all have different sounds and different stories. But I describe them as the aunties that get together for the cookout. Each aunt has her own personality, her own swag, her own values. But when she get with her sisters and that hair comes down and them heels come off, it's a good time. So we start off the EP with Call Me, which is my invitation to the EP. Basically, me inviting you into this sexy world that I have created on this EP. We follow up with Black Feminine. That's just a anthem for Black girls all over. You know, we are the baddest, and we fuck it up everywhere we go. We get into the interlude.
Lip service.
And I have to just pre-warn you or give you the appetizer of the nasty shit that's about to happen.
That's why I like it.
Yes. Then we move on to Pan Paradise, which is the nastiest and most filthiest song on the project, giving straight, you know, homage to the Little Kims of the world, who trailblazed freak lyrics for women. Just straight raw. Then we move on to For the Femme Queens, which is an anthem celebrating all of the Black and, you know, brown trans women who have inspired me in my journey. And then we move on to Bang, which is strictly about getting your lick back, right? When mm-hmm. you niggas do you, got to do them the same. And they'll be in with It's Whatever, which is a song with movements. People don't do movements in their song anymore. You know, mm-hmm. you have artists like Erykah Badu or even the Isley Brothers. You know, they always have movements in a song. So it's a three-part song that takes you through the journey of what it is to be in love and to be loved mm-hmm. on and to be disrespected and disregarded and just reclaiming your time at the end. So that's the Juicy EP.
I love it. And I was listening to it right before we jumped on here. I was just like, oh, this is everything. Especially, I'm going to just keep always talking about how I like the lip service because you just set it up so nicely. And I was like, I'm a D-boardist. And it's an interlude. So I'm just like,
yes.
Can we get just a little bit more of that, sis? Just take it to the next level. Just a little bit, but... I get it's supposed to be the interlude, supposed to prepare you for the pan paradise, which is beautiful. But I think the other one that really resonated with me, obviously, for the femme queens, you just shouting out all these iconic and legendary women and girls that's in that are in our community, and I'm just it's so beautiful, and I'm glad you took the time to really just show like this is where I came from. These are the girls that did it. These are the girls that are doing it still. Like I really love that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then It's Whatever. I'm a sucker for a story. So,
come on, story.
So I was listening at the very beginning and it was given like, why won't you? And in the middle, it was just like, why you act like that? At the end, it was just like, girl, it's whatever. And so it made perfect fucking sense. And I was just like, okay, so she gets it. And this is why I think it's so important for us to be telling us our own fucking stories so that we can so we can have these moments so we can be able to say, oh, she get it. Oh, she understand. Okay, great. So then we can go out and represent our own fucking selves and we don't have to have somebody else doing that for us.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important, like you said, to tell our story because a lot of times as trans women and trans femmes, our stories get told for us. From a lens of we're trying to trick someone or deceive someone. Ooh. No one ever understands the way that these people pursue us and play in our face.
Play all motherfucking day.
They don't get it. So I really had to put these stories on wax. And I think, you know, like I said, it's the aunties, right? Each auntie has her song, you know, for colored aunties who have considered Budweiser's when the Alizé wasn't enough. You know what I'm saying? Like that is Juicy EP.
I fucking love that. And I can see it. Each auntie catching her own vibe, getting her own moment. I can see that for each mm-hmm. one. This is a mm-hmm. fun, it's going to be a cute little cookout jam. Now that it's summertime too, I'm going to really get myself together with this. This right. is so cute. I love this. So if it's okay, I just want to turn the table just a tiny bit to see
sure.
what the romantic stuff is looking like. Because I love stuff about emotions and hearts. So I wanted to see sure. what that's giving.
Let's do it.
So where are we as far as like dating? What are we looking for? If we looking for anything, because you already mentioned the pan paradise. So what are we looking mm-hmm. for? What's it giving?
Well, you know, it's a hot girl summer and I'm single. I'm mingling, you know, I'm not looking for anything. I'm letting things look for me.
Ooh.
At this point, you know, the wintertime, I'm a little bit more on the prowl. But as the weather gets warmer and she gets hotter, shout out to that spiral, because, girl, you're going to sweat. you know, you have to come find me, love. I'm hot. I'm bothered. Come find me and get involved. But, you know, generally, I am a proud pansexual. I'm open to all gender identities or refusal of them. It's energy-based for me. You know, if your mm-hmm. energy is right, you know, if I find you attractive, you know, let's bump purses. Let's do something. Let's, even if it's not relationship, let's be friends on an intimate level, mm. right? I believe in friends with benefits, but a lot of people don't want to put in that work to be a friend. Mm. So, you know, if I'm calling you a friends with benefit, your friendship has to be as equal as the benefit. So, you know, I'm open to those ideas. And, you know, I'm just a free woman.
And I think that I appreciate you saying that, but I think that genuinely scares people, particularly men. Like
all the time,
I feel like, especially since the Lori Harvey thing is happening right now.
How dare a black woman have agency over her life Woo. And make decisions for herself and get her purse and call her Uber when she's ready to leave? How dare she?
How dare she?
They can't take it.
Can't take it. And that's when it's like what you said. It's just like bang on your song, bang. It's like we mm-hmm. got to go back and get my licks back. Like, okay, so you wanted to play in my motherfucking face.
Right.
So now here we are, and I want to be just like her. I want to be able to just be quiet and then just have niggas in tears. That's all I want. Just a trail of tears behind me. I'll be like, that's all I did.
That's a bad bitch. Because the reality is, these niggas don't ever stop coming. And they're going to say all they want to say, and guess what? That's not going to stop no next major nigga trying to be up in her inbox. Believe me.
At all. And then they're going to see, this is the ones that be talking the loudest. And then mm-hmm. as soon as she graced them with her presence, then they're going to have all the energy. Be like, well, I was just playing on the internet. It's just like.
Exactly. Ah. Exactly.
Playing your face all day, lying in front of their homeboys just to keep their. Anyway, I don't want to do that. We're not here for that.
Listen, wait. Don't wake it up. Just say that, nigga. If you broke, just say that.
Just say that.
They had a rich people business, huh? Let's do that,
baby. Okay, so like I said, I have met you on the Twitter spaces, and so mm-hmm. one of my favorite things that you be saying on Twitter all the time, especially when niggas come into the space, you just be like, "Are you passable?" Because
they do it to us, goddamn it.
Yes,
they do it to us.
Come on,
so why not?
Can you talk about how you kind of came to this? Because the first time I heard it, it was a key for me. I'm like, not this.
Mm-hmm. Again, my motto is the way these niggas do you, gotta do them same. How many times are we subjected to transphobic ads, rules, and politics on passability when these niggas is not even passable to themselves?
Come on.
Please. So no, if you're under 6'2", you're not passable to me, because guess what? I'm 6'1". So now what? The same harm y'all try to inflict on my community, y'all could get the same dessert, baby. It's whatever.
Oh, it's whatever. See,
it's whatever.
It's all that. And I'm the same way. And my friends be trying to drag me. They try to drag and read me down. They be like, girl, not every nigga gonna be. I'm just like, if he not 6'4", I'm not. He not passable.
Let's be clear. Even with me putting it back on them, they still have leverage over us as a community.
Completely.
So deal with it.
And that's the thing. And I think the gag is for them is like, they never had to deal with none of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
They just get to sit around and they get to be upset and they get to be angry and they get to do and do all that. But when it come down to it, they don't mobilize. They don't do nothing. They just wait for somebody else to tell them what to do. They need a mama.
100%. 100%. And then you think about it the same ways that people who are not Black trans women, the same way that they have to make excuses for themselves, why we can't make excuses for ourselves, huh? Why we can't be clocky, huh? Because y'all can sit around and be school shooters and make all kind of excuses. Let my girls be clocky. Let my girls be free. However they want to show up, let them show up. But honor their womanhood. Fuck the politics. Honor their womanhood.
Period. Is just let us be. If you just stop, that's the thing, is like, we're not worrying about you. Y'all be coming to us.
Us. And you want us to be respectable. No, I don't have to respect you. Why? The world don't respect me. So now what?
At all. They don't care. It just irritates me, because I can go into a huge thing about this, but I'll... I don't want to turn it to drag it down. That's not what this energy is for. It's about you and all the wonderful things that you do.
Of course. Of course.
So we're gonna start wrapping this up here. So I want to know what you're doing in the future. What's these upcoming events, endeavors? What you got planned for us, sis?
Well, Miss Mojo will be at Taking Black Pride, Seattle Pride 2022 at the end of this month, rocking out over there on that coast. I also have my debut music video coming out for The Femme Queen.
Ah!
That's going to be the first video. I'm very excited. I'm not going to give too much away, but it honors one woman who truly inspires me.
Mm.
So we're going to recreate one of her legendary videos. And I have some more music coming out this fall for back to school sets. You know, I like the girls to start off the new back to school session with a mixtape. So I have a mixtape dropping soon. And, you know, we're having fun. I'm touring this music right now, booking these shows and just getting it out there because, you know, we live in a world where people don't really listen to music until their friends are listening to the music, right? So unfortunately, I just have to get out there and get the music out there because my shit is good. I believe in my project. Shout out to BTFA Collective for helping me produce it. It's seven tracks, but baby, them seven tracks is a good motherfucking ride. And I just need more people to hear it.
I agree. And again, we're going to put the link in the description so people can come and search for your music and all other things and your website as well. And all the modeling and all the... We've already talking so passionately about us as Black trans women and what we go through and our experiences and stuff like that. But you also do lots of work as far as activism is concerned and educating folks and things like that. So if you want Miss Mojo to educate you, you can, of course, give her, she can, you can cash app her, which is beautifully placed in her song, Call Me.
Okay. Because she's about that coin. You got to know that about me. Money sign, Mojo Disco, send that.
Send that. Said that. I love that. So can you tell people where to find you and what social media platforms you be using the most or how they could even book you, sis?
Sure. So you can find me at mojodisco.com. All of my socials are at mojodisco. Email me, DM me. I'm not Hollywood. I'm very accessible. It may be 3 or 4 days, but I'm going to get to you when I can get to you. And let's just work. Let's just network. You know, let's make it happen.
Hello. And again, I'm putting all that in the description. I want us to end on, which song would you like for us to end on, Miss Mojo? Because I will play us out of here because from your EP.
You know what? I want to say to you, my love, thank you for having me. 2022 and years prior, this pandemic has taught me tomorrow isn't promised. Mm. We have to rob these niggas tonight. So you can play Bang.
See, thank you so much, Ms. Mojo, for being on here. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for taking this amount of time to really give me your energy and your effort and talking about what you do in this world. It's so beautiful. It's so impactful. I really, really appreciate it. And so we're going to catch y'all on another lovely episode of Black to the Future. Go down to the description to support Miss Mojo. And we're going to play the song Bang from her EP Juicy. We gon' rob these niggas tonight.
Thank you all so much for tuning into Black to the Future.
Yes, thank you for joining us. And if you want to continue the conversation with us, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Black to the Future Podcast.
And don't forget to use the hashtag Black to the Future Podcast as well. Share the content and please leave positive reviews.
Yeah, all that. And we will see y'all in the future.
Don't you mean Black to the Future?
Oop, I guess you're right. We'll see y'all Black to the Future.